talking about Medrash in Parshas Nitzavim. Generally, the Mahalach has been it's been a fair Medrash either the upcoming week or the previous week. I happen to like saying the upcoming week. One reason I like saying the upcoming week is because this way you can say it over to your wife at a Shabbos Suda. You know, here's something interesting this week. You know, in the Medrash Vad, you know, you tell last week's, you say it on Shabbos, you tell last week's Medrash Vad, like, it's not so interesting anymore. That's your arrangement with your wife. You have to deal with that, but that I'm not responsible for. Okay. So the Medrash and Parshas, and what I'm going to do a little bit, just explain you my thought process also, to at least give you an idea of how I got to what I got to. It may help you a little bit when you have to prepare also. So the guys who've been doing it already for a while don't really need the extra help, but the guys who have not been doing it, it's new for them a little bit, so I like giving a little bit of how I did it. Just it helps you get a feel for the process. Okay, the pasuk is the pasuk in Parshas Nitzav, which says b'fichel b'vav chala soy soy, that kikar b'lecha davar ma'ayid b'fichel b'vav chala soy soy. Machlokes, what exactly the pasuk is referring to? Machlokes v'shanim, what the pasuk is referring to? Rashi says it's referring to Torah. The kol terkula is b'fichel b'vav chala soy soy. The Ramban understands the pasuk is referring to the mitzvah tshuva. In the previous parsha, there talks about v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha. You're going to do tshuva, and he says that this mitzvah is b'fichel b'vav chala soy soy. We're going to go with Rashi. Rashi's understanding is that the mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah, the concept of Torah in general. And the Medrash goes to various different pshatim, orders on this pasuk. Tavar Acher, b'fichel b'vav chala soy soy. So another pshat the Medrash says that b'fichel b'vav chala soy soy is Rabbanan Amri. Shiva Dvarim Omer Shlomo Melech Alo Otzel. Shlomo Melech said 7 points in regards to the Otzel. This Medrash is found in a few other places also. It's not the exact same lashon, but this is the lashon over here, how he says it. Moshe Amar Moshe, you got on Mikulam. And then Moshe had something about it, had a thought about the Otzel, which is even beyond what Shlomo Melech said. Kate said. So what does Shlomo Melech say? Omer le Otzel, Rabcha Be'ir, Leich Ulamoy Tar Mimeno. He's in the greater city. Go learn Torah. There's dangerous animals out there on the road. It's not safe to travel, so I can't go to Milur my Rebbe because there's a riba derech. So shenet ma'ish pasuk mishlei omer otzel shachal baderech. Shachal is a type of an ari. Omer loy rabcha b'secha medina. So he's not all the way in the greater city, all the way over there. He's very close by in the medina, being over here, meaning this section of the city. Go learn by him. Not only is there, but in the streets, there's lions roaming the streets of the city. The pasuk says, there's a he's next door. So, you know, it's not so dangerous to travel next door. Next pasuk says, Vayter in that pasuk, a different pasuk in Mishlei, it also says there's a riba chutz. So, but it's not even safe to the next door. You never know. It's not, you have to be, it's a mitzvah to say the rice of Nishmartim Oedom Mashiach Nafshe Seichem. It's a sakana. You can't take any chances. Learning Torah is very important, but you can't take any chances. You got to go, you got to be careful with your life. So, let's not push it. Amalei B'shech Abayis, he's upstairs. He's right there. He's here in the same house. No. If the door is shut, what am I going to do? It's going to be very uncomfortable. So I have to come back. So it's not worth going because it'd be very uncomfortable if the door is shut. The door is open. The door is moving back and forth. It's moving on its hinge. That also means it's open. People are going in and out. And the otzel is still in his bed. The Otzel had nothing else intelligent to say back, a good explanation why he wasn't coming. Listen, door might be open to me, it's not really important. But I need a little more sleep. remember the yeshiva was very upset when they created the snooze. But you grew up with the snooze button is like normal. Remember they didn't have snooze buttons in the old alarm clocks. And she says, "What is this? A snooze button? What is a snooze button? It's a little more sleep." Shemanayin shenemar al mosai otzel tishkov. The pasuk says, "So how long are you gonna keep sleeping?" Okay, omer mishnosa babar. He finally gets up. They give him food to eat. Whom he's out, so lost is the tzach piv. He's too lazy to stick it in his mouth. And he hides his hand there. He doesn't even bring his hand to his mouth. Okay, that's six. What's the shvi? He says mecharev also lo yachrish. In the winter, the also does not work. Shoal b'kotzer. He said it comes at the time of the kotzer. Oh, there's nothing there to eat. He learns when he's young. He wants to learn when he's older. It's much harder, and then it's very hard. He waits to the time when he should be producing already. He wants to get something, but it's not there anymore. So the otzel has seven different types of responses. Ariba derech, ariba rechavis, ariba chutz. Tell us no. He wants to sleep a little more. He's too tired to stick it into his mouth. And mecharev otzel lo yachrish. So those are the seven things that Shlomo Melech said about the otzel. So Shlomo Melech is giving you a picture of this otzel. Another pasuk in Mishlei, which this matter doesn't quote, that it says that the otzel is the chacham otzel be'enav mishiva mishiva time. He thinks he's smarter than seven mishiva times. I once heard a tape from Rabbi Vitamil Zatzel. It says the mashgiach goes to the door. And he sees a bracha lying in bed, and it's time for Seder. So he starts talking to him. You have to get up. He says, I'm not feeling so well, and it's not so healthy, and I need to take care of my health, And I was, all these chishbonos. See, the Mishkech realizes that he's not really getting too far with the bracha. He needs some help. So he gets onto the phone, and he calls six other yeshivas in the local New York area. And he gets the six other Mishkechim to come, and now there's seven Mishkechim standing around the bed, telling the Otzel, get up! Shiva Mishivitam. They're all saying good chishbonos. Mishivitam, they're saying intelligent things. And he's smarter than all seven of them. That's the Shlomo Melech's description of an otzel. Okay? But that Shlomo Melech has got a pretty good picture of an otzel. There's a maaseh with Rav Simcha Zissel. Rav Simcha Zissel was, Kol Yom Rav Simcha Zissel was known. He's a deathly ill person. He had tremendous illnesses. And he pushed himself tremendously. And one time he said a mimer. The mimer, he could say, take 3 to 6 hours, he would say a mimer sometimes. So he spoke for 6 hours. After 6 hours, he was exhausted, so he lied down. After 15 minutes, he screamed himself, Otzel, stay off! He got out of the bed and he went to learn. So there was an Adam Guttel there who happened to visit, had been there for the whole mice. He said, by Rav Simcha Zissel, who takes a masukin, he called himself an Otzel. And by us, which are at Salem, we call ourselves Mitzukonim. I can't, it's not so healthy, you need to take care of your health. I once had this, Baruch Hashem, I had a lot of different doctors. Each doctor has his old cheshbon, how do I take care of my health? This doctor has me doing this amount of exercises for this, and this one doing this amount of exercises for that, and this one telling me how much I have to take care of my teeth. And so by the time I finish doing all that, I have about 3 hours left to do anything else in my day. But you gotta take care of your health, That's their world, The world is, gotta take care of your health, This one is happy, I should be sleeping 8 hours. This one is, by the time you finish, there's nothing left to life, It's all about taking care of your health, So that's the thought. So it says there's an Ariba Chavis, you can't never be too careful. It's your life, you gotta be careful. But Moshe Rabbeinu said the worst. It's very close to you. It's in your mouth already. Just do it. That's it. It's right there. There's no problems. It's totally there, right there. It's totally available. And still you don't do it. That's the biggest also that we have. Okay. That's the first message. Dover Acher. Kikar Melecha. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Nachman. Loma Ma'adav Adoyma. What's the compare? What is this pasuk teaching us? What is it comparable to? The Vas Melech Shalohoya Adam Akira. There was a Bas Melech, which nobody, the Melech, did not allow her to be visible to men. He didn't want her people knowing her. The Melech had one very close friend. He would come into the king anytime. But he said, but the daughter was there. And the Melech let him in. Look how much I love you. Why? Shein Bria Makir is Biti. I do not let anybody see my daughter. I allow you to see my daughter. Here she is right in front of you. That's how much I care about you. Look how much special you are to me. Nobody in the really is Makir the Torah. Even the Malachim don't understand the depth of what the Torah is about, and I gave it to you. The Torah is Nelam from everything. It's mamash right there. That's the end of the Medrash and Parshas Netzav. So the Medrash is telling us that Torah is right there. It's v'fichu b'lav chalasos. The Medrash is also telling me that it's not so visible. Nobody sees it. But the Medrash says, I'm giving it mamash to you. But if you make it krovim, then you'll be carved to me. So which means we have this reality of something batsim, it's batsim, totally carved, and it can be so rachuk that a person has no idea that it exists. And it's up to us to decide which one to do it, and the makom of the problem is the mir of atzlus. That's what the Medrash is saying. So, I think to understand the Medrash, why is this? I don't know about you people, but I think most of us, I know myself for sure, we find being kind of Torah difficult. It's not b'ficha b'lav chalas, it's a karmi that chalav b'moed right there. There's a tremendous amount of work and effort which is involved in being kind of Torah. And the tainanos is atzlus. I mean, it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be that the challenge over here is much beyond the kud of atzlus to create the problem. Why is the source of the problem in the world of atzlus? Yes, I think that the Medrash is definitely hinting to us an understanding in atzlus which is beyond our simple understanding of atzlus. So it's got me thinking about the concept of atzlus, and also it hits me with a question, which I'm sure I ever thought about before. Is we know the opposite of atzlus is rizus. Is there somewhere in the middle? Is it one of those things that's either or proposition? So the Medrash seems to make an either or proposition. Either you're not an atzl and then you're carved out, like, oh, wow, your mama's there, or you're an atzl and it's like you're way out there, it's another makira, nobody knows about it, it doesn't even exist, etc. Is there a middle ground? And what is the middle ground? So I decided I need to be ma'ayin in the meat of atzlus. Part of the reason why I chose the Medrash, I actually was going to talk about, because it's an area which I have difficulty with, but personally, so I figured it was something to work on, to my eye in the meter of Atzlus, because it may earn me a little more to overcome my own personal issues. So, as Rav Aaron says, that the way he picks a mimer to say for the Friday morning, some which he feels speaks him personally, is what he wants to talk about. Because the ones that speak to you personally will come across much better and the ones which, you know, just interesting shekel terror. But if it personally negated to you, you have a connection to it. It talks to you, so it'll talk to the people who are listening. Okay. So, Shlomo Melech says, you got to pick it up from the plate to your mouth, and that you're too tired to do. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's mamash in your mouth. And the only problem is, the Asus doesn't let you see it. The Asus doesn't, if it's mamash there, you don't have to do anything. But atzlus is not like you see it. So what does this mean of atzlus, which doesn't seem to really be the correct description? Okay. So one of the first places that I went, filling in my gaps of how I approach the issue. So we have a tremendous resource in the yeshiva. We have Asmaklaria, which is 30 volumes of Memori Chazal, Midrashim, Bali Musar, Rishonim, by topic. So I went to look at atzlus, and I found over there that he has a mimer from the Ramchal, in the Maamar Agula and looked up the piece of the Maamar Agula. And he says something which is very negative to us. But before I tell you that piece, obviously one of the researchers, if you want to talk about the meat of Atzus, you have a Silsa Shorim. Silsa Shorim has a meat of Zrizus. And again, we're assuming that Zrizus and Atzus are the two sides of the coin, which seems to be pretty much Muslim by most people. You'll actually see some have something else in between. So there is a piece from the Silsa Shorim and Perek Zayin, which the Ali Shur in Chelu Beis, where he has to talk about the Midas Rizas, he shtells up on this piece over here. I also found that the Pachad Yitzchak shtells on it in Pesach. So he looked where is somebody going to talk about the Midas Rizas? You know, we want to look at the Balei Machshava. So I figure Pesach time. Somebody's got to talk about that. Matzah, mitzvah, etc. So Rav Huttner, actually, in the first piece of Pachad Yitzchok and Pesach, talks about it. And Rav Moshe Shapiro on Afikei Mayim has a piece on matzah, mitzvah, and they all have the same horror on this Mishil Hashor. I'm not sure one was Moshe from the other, but they all have the same horror. So it talks about the meat of Zrizus. Now, we understand Zrizus, that a person cut him a maisa, a person should not, as soon as he has the opportunity to do it, he should do it, and then the person who's doing it should do it with alacrity. Then he continues, it says that a person should matters from a huyanageno almus is rhesus. We should go almus. So almus means above death. That's Pasha Taitan of Pasuk. But with Darshan at Lashon, the matter says, Lashon of Ki, that Amus is, an Elam is a young person. Bezizus Kein Ule Mosa, like a child. Matadomer, the Sukh Alom is Tefefer. So the word Alom is can mean, Mashal will be Noigas in a meat of Zrizus. So we said, what is this Pasuk telling us? He has Rizus, he meet a Shlemus Godel. His Rizus is a tremendous accomplishment. Shatiba Shal Adam, Moino Mimeno Atzo. Which it's difficult for a human being to truly grasp his Rizus. Mishim is Gabra, but Tavis Bal Kol Masha Yuchel. The person, however, does Rizus, hold on his Rizus as much as he can. In a Lossi Lava, Yiskula Be'emes. So in Lossi Lava, he'll be Zaycha to the meat of his Rizus. Sharber Yisbor Achit Neloi Schar. Right, the person will give him Schar. Chela Mashi Yishtadel Acharei Bezman Avodos. As a payment for the person's attempt in this world to be kind of the Mizrach Zrizus, he'll be zeichen to get Zrizus in Olam Haba. Now, it's a fascinating piece of Mishnah Sharim. What does it say? We understand there's a mitzvah, and you get Schar in Olam Haba for the mitzvah, and there's ways to do a mitzvah. So you'll get schar and olam haba for doing the mitzvah as rizus. You'll be zeichet, but your schar and olam haba is your zeichet as rizus. Now, as rizus is just a hechatim sabaam of how to do the mitzvah. It's not a schar you can get in olam haba. If rizus itself is something of significance, which betzim, it's something which fits into the world of olam haba and the world of schar, and that world's rizus is something valuable. So let's say, since you were trying to be a Zoros in this world, you'll get Zrizus, more Zrizus in the world to come. I mean, Zrizus is not just a Hechatim Zabalma, Zrizus is something which Be'etzim has a value to it. Akinekach, that you get a Havtocha, the Medrash is just saying, in Olam Haba, you'll be Zoros to be a real Zoros. So in this world, you ran at 50 miles an hour, in Olam Haba, you're going to run at 1,000 miles an hour. That's going to be Gvaldik Askar, you run 1,000 miles an hour. Okay? So it's an opening a window that Zrizus is something extraordinary. So what exactly is this extraordinary element of Zrizus? So the morale on the Pasuk over there, and the Gerarya on the Pasuk of Shmatzah is a Matzah. So Rashi brings the Chazal, I think it's a Matzah, Zela is a Mitzvah. Mitzvah Bala Yodchal Tach Mitzeno. See, he has a Ho'ara. He says, what's Shaykh, the concept of Chimutz to Mitzvah? The similar type of a Ho'ara. By dough, if you let it rise, you end up something which is not Matzah. It's osir, it's not matzah, it's something else. So how are you learning from the same way you have to be sharmer of the matzah? and make sure you're not machmis the matzah, because otherwise you're left without a matzah, to tell me you have to be shomer mitzvah bo lechol tachmitzena, which means you do the mitzvah without zrizus, but it's going to fly by mitzvah. So I see something which, if you don't, you're not shomer, you'll end up with nothing. It's, you better be shomer it. But if I see which, either way you end up with something. So where do I see that you're mechuyev to be shomer that from this pasuk? Elamai zokta maral. You're mechuyev to say that a mitzvah which is done b'chimutz is not the same mitzvah as a mitzvah which is done b'zrizus. It's a different mitzvah. So you'll end up with a different result. The mitzvah, the same way by matzah, you let it be machmitz. You let your dough be machmitz, you end up with something which is not matzah. You let a mitzvah be mechumutz, you end up with something which is not a mitzvah. Or it's not the same mitzvah as the mitzvah which a person could do, was supposed to be doing, the Torah's been mechayev to do. The result is a totally different item. And that's, therefore, you mechuyev to yishamer, and make sure you don't get that other item. Make sure you get the mitzvah the way the Torah wants you to get a mitzvah. That's his aura in the sushtel of the Chazal. So then he explains. So what taki is the chasar? Yes, correct. So far, I haven't explained. The two things are two sides of the same coin, I think. I'll explain. Okay. So the morale says like this. Morale says, I'm going to give you over the words, and I'll just hear the words, you know, the basic words, and I'm going to try and explain the concept. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the malam in his man, and all his ma'isim are done without shihu zman. There's no time lapse in the Bereshis ma'isim. Mitzvahs are from the Bereshis world. Their mitzvahs are the human's chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person needs to do a mitzvah b'li shihu zman, without any time lapse, because otherwise it's not a chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu who has no time lapse. That's the words of the Maral. Okay. Which, before I explain it, you already hear how that means the concept of zrizus is something which belongs to the world of Olam Haba, the world of a Kadosh being with a Kadosh Baruch. The Huttner, you know, takes this concept and he's marach on it. He quotes the morale. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote the morale, but he touches on it. Revolver doesn't quote the morale either, but he touches on the concept. I'm going to read you now the Lashon of the Maimer HaGeula of the Ramchal. The pasuk says, Losadlova Hora Violetis Yachtov. The moment of Heroyan and the moment of later will be Yachtov, be together. Losadlova, like the Mor says in Shabbos, that Ish will be Taylor Bechoyot. So the conception and the result will be immediate. So the Ramchal, ki ein atzla rak mitzada tuma. The world of atzlas comes from the tzada tuma. Because she's batal hanachash, when the nachash will become batal, horav yoledes yachta, it will happen immediate. Ki berecha echad ye'eoseh hakol. Everything will happen in one moment. So now, the Ramchal now told you, mitzad teva habriya, it's a teva habriya ready. The whole bria will function differently because the whole concept of things taking time is from the world. It's not mitzad Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's from the world of tumah. So Huna said like this: the Ramchal, the Meshulam brings a mashal, which the famous mashal he talks about. It's a medrash how the neshama is min al yonim, the gufa is from the tachtonim. So the mashal was that there was a princess who married a Ben Kafri. He married a villager. She married a villager. And so he brought her home. So he wanted to make her happy. So he brought her the best things that she had, that he had there in the village available to make her happy. And she was very sad, because whatever you could bring her, it's just not comparable to what she had in the palace. Zok the Medrash, that similarly, the Neshama is min al yayna. The Neshama is from the world of al yayna. And anything which you're going to bring to the neshama from the tachtonim cannot be masbir, cannot make her happy, because for her, it's that, it's, you know, he brings her in the nicest salami that he can come up with, you know, hanging from the rafters. You know, and she was used to having top of the eye roast, you know. She has a different world. She comes in a different world. You can't make her happy. The Vilna Gaon says that we, Baruch HaMer V'Yoseh, Baruch HaSeh B'Reish HaMer V'Yoseh, the Baruch HaMer created a world of Zman. Mitzad and Hashem HaTamin Al Yodim, there's no concept of Zman. Zman doesn't exist in the world, in the Olam HaElyon. You bring her something which is under the umbrella of Zman, you're bringing her village stuff compared to what there is in the palace. The expression of Zrizus in a person's Maisa is a person's attempt to get back to the world where there's no time lapse in the world of the world of Mitzvah. So that's why he says fascinating. The more famous Gemara, the more it says, even the Torah not been given, we would learn. And it goes Sneas from the Chasul and Gazel from the Namala. It goes the whole list of things we can learn from different things in the Bria. It doesn't mention whether you learn reasons from the Namala. Shlomo Melech has a whole section over there in Mishlei. Lechel Namala Otzel Reid Rechav Hakam. Look at what she has to teach you. She has a whole med in the pasuk, a whole medrash of how she, you know, when the mala works, she lives 6 months. The medrash says, and she is and her whole nafas she needs to eat is a chit and a half, and she's machnis tremendous amounts because ulay Kadosh Baruch Hu will give her more life and she'll be able to live. You know, she'll have he's a pair. Al Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'isachas, they checked in one of her kur, and there was 300. There was shlosh meis kuras kur of tavua in this the mala's thing. She needs one chit and a half to live on, and she produced 300 kur. Right? You get a picture of a kur. 30 saw is one kur, so you're talking about 900 saw. A shemik is 40 saw. Right? You're talking about a tremendous number over here. Right? You're talking about 22 times the size of a mik. She needs one chit and a half because she doesn't stop. Constantly works. Why doesn't the Mora say, go to the Mola? You know the maiden, the Zrizus from the Mola. He says, because the Zrizus we're talking about is not the Zrizus of the world of Tev. The Zrizus we're talking about is the Zrizus of the Neshama's expression, Minol Yardin, to not be limited by the world of Zman. That's the Neshama's expression of desire. That's the Zrizus which we're talking about. That's a chelik of the mitzvah Be'etzim, the Maral is saying. The mitzvah is Be'etzim, something which doesn't belong in Olam HaZeh. It belongs in Olam HaBa. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we see an expression of this in such an idea? In the human mind. A person's mind can catch concepts, think of ideas, develop things, in moments, in seconds, in, you know, milliseconds. You know, you copy the thing, how long did it take you? It's there, done. It's done. The seichel, as much as it's shaykh to the world of Oyonis, is the world where there's no gashmis. It's a world of just the ruchni. Ruchni itself can't be limited by Zman. You live in a world of Zman, and it's you change the best, and you're changing the item totally. It's a moshul, a dogma of what it means to mischarbet Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Ruchim has a piece which is a. The Ali Shura in there in Chelav Bay, as we talk about Zrizus, he sends you a Marmachim. You have to look at Rabbi Ruchim's piece. So Rabbi Ruchim, that's how Musar, the end of Chelav Gal, the last four she was in Chelav Gal, but the last four she was in Rabbi Ruchim said in his lifetime. There's a little note before that. The name of the series is called Balabayas Doch. So in that set of Shmuzin over there, so the Ali Shura tells you have to go look at them, so you look at them. You know. So in that set of Shmuzin over there, Rabbi Ruchim develops the following concept. He brings a medrash, and the medrash is a very difficult medrash to stomach. We have a mission in the Obas, which says Balabayis Doich. The parliament is Salem and Balabayis Doich. The workers are Salem, and the Balabayis is Doich. The Balabayis is pressing. So the punchline means that he's pressing you to do more, and you're also not to do more. So that's not what it means. So the Medrash says like this. He brings the Medrash. The Medrash says that if a person is called Yom Vavera, L'Besayv Osa Mitzvah, and he's Meis Mitoch Mitzvah, Kilo Kol Yom Mitzvah. So the Medrash, a person is Osa Kol Yom Mitzvah, L'Osa Vavera, U'Meis Mitoch Vavera, Kilo Kol Yom Vavera. Now that's, I mean, it's a scary Medrash. The person is biggest tzaddik. Well, last thing he did in his life was an avera. Bam, and Shemayim, Kilo, his whole life was averas. What in the world does Medrash say? So Ruchim says a mashal. So let's say I make up to meet with somebody, and I come a minute late. So I'm a minute late. No, he's not happy, etc. I come a few minutes late. You know, he's not happy, but we meet. Let's say I meet up. Somebody tells me, listen, he's coming through town. He's on the train. And he can keep me by the station. He has 2 minutes to meet by the station. But, you know, as when the train stops, he can catch 2 minutes before he leaves. And I come 2 minutes late. He's gone. I'm only 2 minutes late. Yeah, but the train is gone. It says, Balabai Sechim means the Balabai is moving on. He's pressing forward. He's pressing forward. He never sits still. The Rosham has what he wants to accomplish in the world, and there's never a moment where it's stopping. If for a moment you take a rest, well, he moved on. So the chibur between the human being and the Kodesh Baruch Hu has ended. So that person was amazed with Tachaberi, saying the Pshat, because the chibur between him and Kodesh Baruch Hu was broken at that moment. When he took a break, he did his Aveira, the chibur between him and Kodesh Baruch Hu was broken. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does not stop. He says, that's the Pshat has been yours, Braisa, that Torah brings us to Zahiris, Zahiris brings us Rizus, Rizus bin Lakias. It's there's no time for rest. It's movement to movement to movement to movement to movement. You have to constantly move moving on. Lahavdol, you know, many Havdolas, Elif Havdolas, a million Havdolas, whatever Havdolas is, you know, there's a secular book called Who Moved the Cheese? Right? What's the premise behind the book? So we have a great system. We're producing a lot, etc. It's all about a company has to invest a lot of money in R&D, research and development, because you have a great product, everybody's happy with it, etc. And one day you're going to wake up, and then somebody else made a better product, a different product, and you're left behind in the dust. So you have to constantly be producing something new. About Wine says over that when he was a bacher, there was a bacher in the yeshiva that was quite wealthy. And his bacher was quite full of himself. Very proud of himself, very, you know, comfortable with himself. You know, he was a wealthy, son of a wealthy family, and he was going to become a wealthy man because, you know, he was going to take over the father's business when he went out of yeshiva, he's going to join the father's business, etc. Guaranteed for life. And what was his business that his father was in? You know, I can guarantee you none of you remember this. I'm old enough to remember this. When I grew up, there was a problem with most car seats that they had in the car. The seats that you had in your cars, the vinyl ones, they would start cracking and they would start deteriorating after a period of time. So you had a car for anything more than 2 or 3 years, the seats, you know, they would crack, they would tear, the cushion would pop out, etc. So there was a company which made elastic seat covers, which used to sit over the thing and made it, you know, much more comfortable to sit on. There's only one company in the U.S. who made that, and this was this guy's father's company. And he was a multimillionaire. Every single car in the country was being sold. Everybody was buying these seat covers to cover the front bench and the back bench. They didn't have bucket seats, weren't in yet, you know. The bucket seats came in, so they started making for bucket seats. So the guy was guaranteed for life. Right? There's only one company making it. He's a big matter. Everybody buys from him. All of the suppliers buy from him. You know, even if somebody says competition, they can run him into the ground if they want to, because, you know, they'll just cut the price. Nobody has enough capital. They're guaranteed for life. Until one day, GM decided to make a vinyl which doesn't deteriorate. And the company went bankrupt. He didn't move on. He stayed stuck in one spot. That's it. The world moves on. Life moves on. And he stayed stuck. Boom. So remember, the guy was like, you know, he was like full of himself. He's a big, you know, the guy, he's guaranteed for life, money. And a few years later, the guy was bankrupt. Because once GM did it, Sephora did it, and Chrysler did it, and they were totally out of business. They started now, they have, you know, years later, they have this, you know, people like buy for, you know, fancy ones, you know, etc. You know, but, you know, different style. But this was every single car. I mean, like, every car had these stupid things in it. It was guaranteed you needed it. It was set for life. So, Lahavdil, you know, the Baruch Hashem says, life moves on.
Rashi is expecting we need the calcium to keep producing. The meter of Zerizus is human beings' ability to constantly be connected to Kosh Baruch Hu, constantly produce. That's the meter of Zerizus. Lassi Lovoi, because I'll say, Riachim Echayel Echoyel. You'll constantly be producing. The human being in this world is limited. He cannot constantly produce. There is, Zman impacts us. We can't go from one thing to things take time. So we're limited. So we can do it as quickly as possible. We can try and connect to that world where the human beings, Batsim, the human beings, neshama, is limitless. And time is the biggest drag on the great, the godless of a neshama. The neshama can produce in the world of the neshama, things to be produced immediately. There shouldn't be any time left in anything. Human beings should be able to produce concepts and ideas, etc. And if the world would be the way it's supposed to be, that the goof is just a hechatimsa ba'alma to hold the neshama, the world should be on par also. It should also be producing immediately. So for the conception of like to the product should be immediate. The Medrash, Harva, the Zok, the Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Harva, you let us yachtav. Lost in love, it'll be that is the conception of something. And the product will be immediate. This world is a world which is limited. That's the world of Tumah, limits the Neshama. The Neshama is so frustrated with that it can't accomplish what it wants to accomplish. There's a time lapse in everything. And the time lapse, once a time lapse, and it's even worse, so the person doesn't try and do as best as he can. Because he becomes that much more under, he becomes a this worldly being as opposed to a otherworldly being. So, Torah is it's the most powerful thing in the world. It can produce something immediately. But if you don't connect into that concept, it's the furthest thing from your world. I have this aura, There's a saying, in English, is if you want to get something done, give it to a busy person. There's two types of busy. There's there's people which have busy work, and there's really busy people. I just had I have this aura. People go to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is involved in like a million things. He's the rush of this project, and then he's giving his shear, and he's doing da-da-da-da-da-da. How do you have time for all of it? How do you have time for all of it? It's impossible. One person can't do it. You go to somebody's rebbe's, you look at Rav Aaron Kotler, he was busy, he built the world after the war. He built like Yeshiva, and he built Chinuch HaTzmoy, and he built Teremesar, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's all over the whole world, and people come with him constantly. How do they have time for all of it? Because they weren't limited by time. The more they were aimed on this nakuda of that your ability to accomplish, we look at time as a limit. There's no limit. And they have more, their time expanded. They have more time to accomplish things. They're able to get more done in that period of time because they know the concept of keep moving, keep producing, keep not stopping. And for the one who doesn't have that, which means he has the meat of Atzlus, the final result is it's the furthest thing from him. You can't even imagine how it works. Nobody's mocker that bria. It's betzim. It's there immediately for you because we're ikra neshama. We're there. It's watching our mouth. It's right there. We have the ability, the neshama's ability, to overpower the goof and produce constantly. And the final result, the Medrash is saying, is for most of us, it's rough. So far, you don't even see it at all. I think it's shot in the Medrash. There's a Gemara. Rav Elber brings a Gemara in Pesachim. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. It's also quoted in the Dorim. It brings a Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a Maisa once. A father wanted to be Mazaris his kids to come up to Yerushalayim in time for the Karban. And he said, whoever gets there first will be Zoicha their portion, and everybody else will. Not get. The Morris says, not get. It means we'll get, but only getting beskus in the first person. Like they have the Zayat, and everybody else will get beskus then. So then that's what the Gemara says. So the Morris says that the girls got there before the boys. Menimsu, the bonus Zrizim, and the bonim Shvalim. So the opposite of Zrizim is shiftless. The opposite of Zrizim is lowliness. he brings from Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital and Shara Kedusha says the makor for the meat of atzos in the person, you know, Rav Chaim Vital goes with the idea that there's four different elements which the world is built from. There's the Eish, and there's the Ruach, and there's the Mayim, and there's the Ofer. Different people have different Hizgavas. Some people, the Iker element to them is Eish, and their problem is they have a problem with Kas. Some people, the Iker element is Mayim, Mayim is Fataiva. Some people, the Iker element is Ofer, and Ofer produces Atzlus, Atzvus, and Yiyush. You're basically earthbound. You have nothing to lift you off of the ground. So that's Atzlus. And that person just doesn't have the ability to accomplish anything. He just has no strength to do anything. He just can't do it. So that's the Atzvus. He's oppressed. And you usually gives up. Says, so the opposite of his reason is shiftless. It's the loneliness of the human being. You're letting yourself be a Gashmi as opposed to being a Ruchni. You're defining yourself as a Gashmi as opposed to being a Ruchni. So what's the Eitzah? He says, what is the Eitzah? So the Mishnah says in Ovis that a person should be Havi Rotzki. Rebbe Tema says a person should be Rotzki. The person should be Giver Kari Rotzki Kalkanesha Rotzki Svi. No, Ask a number. The person should be Ask a number, and then should be Rotzki Svi Kalkanesha and Giver Kari Lashet Tzadav Yichav Shemashemayim. It says a Nesher is light. You know, you ever look at a Nesher? Especially if you go to Nesher, let's say Karn to Rabbi Slifkin, Nesher is a griffin vulture. You ever see a griffin vulture? It's absolutely gigantic. It has a wingspan of over 6 feet. And it's heavy. So it's Kal Kanesher. It's light like a Nesher. It has wings. And the wings help it fly. What are the wings which allow us to be Kal Kanesher? What are the wings that allow us to overcome Atzlus? He says, is the meat of sin. Smech bechelkoi and simcha b'mitzvahs. Those are the two wings. One wing is smech bechelkoi, one wing is simcha b'mitzvahs. The combination of those two things allow a person to lift himself off of this ground. Because the gashmi doesn't hold him down, because smech bechelkoi. And simcha b'mitzvahs allows him to lift up above. He's excited about doing a mitzvah. So a person wants to work on the world of zrizus, and the world of out of the world of shiflus, of lowliness. Person has to work on those two in Hanhagar, he says. And that's the Kal Kanesher. So there may be the end of the Medrash, the Ramchal in different places. He talks about the meat of, I'll talk about the Shmuz tonight a little bit, but he says the meat of Simcha, that a person, when he starts to daven, I think it's Perikates, if I talk correctly, he says a person starts to daven, he would stop to think about the gewaldige schus he has to be Am Kriver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm saying I'm Kriver, I'm Amish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That simcha will be so overpowering that will give him the meaning of simcha b'mitzvahs. So maybe that's just at the end of the Medrash says, Im Yiyu Divrei Torah Kriver Melachem, Amini Kares Sam Kriver, Shekein Ksiv, L'Vnei Yisrael Am Kriver, Halleluchem.